Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King. Two of the six people wounded in yesterday's Florida State University shootings are expected to be out of the hospital shortly. The accused gunman is still hospitalized. Fellow student Reed Siebold says the suspect was a disruptive member of a school political club.
He continued to espouse white supremacist rhetoric.
Police say the gun he's accused of using belonged to his stepmother, a sheriff's deputy. CBS's Anna Schechter.
It's unclear if his stepmom would be liable for anything. I haven't found any laws, and I've been looking all morning, that she violated because of the way federal gun laws are. They're relatively loose. Now, remember, after Parkland, the state did pass laws making it more difficult for young people to purchase handguns or long guns, but that didn't apply here. We don't know that he purchased a gun at all. He was able to obtain it from his stepmom.
A vigil for the two people killed and six wounded will be held on campus tonight. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is trying to help an improperly deported migrant get back to the U.S. from El Salvador. The courts have said he should be brought back, but El Salvador's president has claimed that he's powerless to do so.
If the government of El Salvador remains complicit in the illegal detention of Mr. Abrego Garcia, then there will be, I think, actions proposed, certainly, to take until we resolve this very important issue.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia has no criminal record, but was caught up in ICE roundups. The Trump administration claims he's a terrorist and a member of the MS-13 gang. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The Trump administration saying Senator Van Hollen should instead be meeting with victims of crimes by undocumented immigrants versus with one.
Attorneys for hip-hop producer Sean Diddy Combs have asked a New York judge to delay his sex trafficking trial. CBS's Katrina Kaufman is at the courthouse.
This is a conference leading up to his trial, which is currently set to start on May 5th. But Combs' attorneys this week filed asking for a two-month adjournment. They say that they need more time to go through all of this evidence.
Weeks after releasing tens of thousands of documents about President Kennedy's assassination, the Trump administration has now released about 10,000 pages of documents pertaining to the assassination of JFK's brother. Robert F. Kennedy was known to most as Bobby. He was a New York senator running for president when he was shot and killed in June 1968. He was also the father of the current head of Health and Human Services. The National Archives has posted all those documents on its website. The markets are closed for the Good Friday holiday. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind, zero turn, and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel. Let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A gas main break in Kenosha forced residential evacuations last night. It happened at around 9, impacting people living near 39th Avenue and 45th to 50th Streets. Details of the cause remain under investigation. Major construction on Main Street between Gould and Augusta begins Monday in Racine. It'll have the road closed for 2 months with detours via Melvin and Erie. The project aims to reopen before July 4th festivities with Phase 2 starting in July. A Racine officer rescued a man from a burning building last week. Kenosha officers got awards recently for reviving an unresponsive man on February 15th. Both departments have had ceremonies and are giving out commendations and accolades for the efforts. Racine County's new juvenile detention center opens May 1st. It'll relocate 25 youths to a new facility with classrooms and mental health resources. The efforts at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center aims to shift focus from punishment to rehabilitation and education. And the Red Cross is seeking volunteers to install smoke alarms and create escape plans. Those volunteers would be going door-to-door in Racine May 3rd, replacing smoke detectors and offering fire safety tips. There's more about how to help on the local Red Cross website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Bucks head to Indy. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs, game one. The Pacers host the Bucks tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard back at practice. Just 4 weeks after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his right leg. How did he look? Head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, we didn't go a lot live today, but he was in practice throughout practice today. You know, and now we just got to see where he's at physically.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the A's at American Family Field. The NFL draft coming up next week in Green Bay. How's the Packers roster? Mark Murphy.
You know, it takes a while for young players, even really talented ones, to really figure out the NFL. And usually by their third, fourth year, they're really, you know, really understand the game. And I know Brian, I think, has made some comments about we need to start competing for championships. And, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We, you know, it's all about winning championships.
That's Packers president Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and high temperatures spiking to the low 70s. Some could be strong to severe, packing hail and high winds. After the cold front passes, though, it'll leave us cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s and partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 50.
Thank you very much. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey, 30 seconds away. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Rest of the story. Regis Wilson was a 14-year young schoolgirl about to embark upon the most magical evening of her life, her first prom. It was her boyfriend's high school prom, actually. He was an 18-year-old senior at Humes High. Regis had known him for 4 months. They'd met at a birthday party from which he escorted her home. That was her first date with any boy ever, the first of many with the young man whom she would always remember as her first love. Regis was attending a strict parochial school at the time, and yet even her Catholic nun teachers would have approved of this boy. Quiet, well-mannered, the places they dated were ultimately honorable, the malt shop, the church. Sometimes the two would just sit in the swing on Regis's front porch, talking. Regis always got a good night kiss, but never the slightest suggestion of anything more daring. Then the day for which she had hoped, when her darling boyfriend asked her to his senior prom. Never was a girl lovelier on prom night. Regis wore a strapless pink taffeta dress and a pink carnation. A talented beauty school student had done her hair for free. And off she and her beau went down to the Peabody Hotel through a giant heart-shaped door and into the ballroom where dreamy music echoed from a dance band. And then young Regis Wilson, from the boy she thought she knew so well, received a confession. He said, "It was something I should have told you earlier." He said, "I'm sorry, but I can't dance. I can't dance." They sat down. The boy explained how his first girlfriend, Betty, had tried to teach him the two-step 3 years before. No matter how hard she tried, however, his clumsiness kept him from learning. And how Betty, who loved to dance, quickly found a boy who could. So he never did learn to dance. And probably never would. And yet what might have disappointed any young lady attending her first prom only made Regis Wilson smile and love her boyfriend even more. They didn't have to dance, she told him. Just walking through the heart-shaped door and being there with him was enough for her and more. And so the two listened to the music and they talked and they held hands and the magic spell remained unbroken. In fact, today, 36 years later, it's still unbroken. Regis Wilson and her shy young man were not to marry. Financial reverses forced her family to move away from Memphis that spring of 1953. And yet, although Regis married another man 3 years later and has remained happily married to him to this day, each springtime, in a secret reprise quite too deep for anyone else to reach, she drifts backward through time and through a giant heart-shaped door to a place where happiness was more than a dance, and to a boy who loved her. Who loved her tenderly, but was too self-conscious to step out on the dance floor. And he never did learn to dance with a woman. He never did learn to dance with a woman, and yet solo, his dancing set countless millions of feet to dancing and set the world on fire. That sweet, awkward high school boy named Elvis Presley. Now you know the rest of the story.
A typical prom story. And Paul Harvey in the rest of the story. Twice daily on WRJN, 725 in the middle of the Don Rosen Morning Show. And again at 1205 every Monday through Friday on WRJN.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Every night. to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Aging Well Resource Fair is set for Thursday, May 16th with WRJN, Racine County Eye, and nearly 50 vendors. It's what it is intended to do is connect older adults and caregivers with tools to support a very healthy, independent living style. If you want some more information, go to RacineCountyEye.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Open 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make
like you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would
WRJN. Kurt Volman going to throw back to the class of 63 this afternoon at 5 o'clock on WRJN. Now, here's Stuart J. Waddles to bring you up to speed on what's happening now. WRJN, here's an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The name on the sign out front says the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That center will open in Caledonia May 1st. It's named after the late county executive who pushed early for the project. Efforts at the facility are said to shift focus from punishment to education and mental health support. You can find more about how many kids will be there and how the place will operate online. It's a feature story today at RacineCountyEye.com. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street Monday. The first phase in Racine will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. Detours will be posted using Melvin Avenue, Erie, and Gould. The road is scheduled to reopen in time for the July 4th festivities and the Lighthouse Run. Phase 2 is set for July, impacting Augusta to Melvin. The Red Cross is recruiting volunteers to install smoke alarms in Racine homes May 3rd. They're looking for 3-person teams who will also help families create escape plans. It's a nationwide event with volunteers being sought locally. You can find more on the Red Cross website. And Gateway Technical College has opened a place to help students in need. It's called the Connection Center, and it's now operational at the Racine campus. A statement says the goal is to support students with food, clothing, and access to community services. There's a food pantry, access to professional clothing, and help with housing, mental health, and transportation needs. School officials say they want to help students overcome challenges so they can succeed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and high temperatures spiking to the low 70s. Some could be strong to severe, packing hail and high winds. After the cold front passes, though, it'll leave us cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s and partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. The love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby.
I just wanna stop.
And thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Mamas and papas talking about their days living on an American Express card until it got confiscated for lack of payment. Here's Creaky Alley, WRJN.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
In a coffee house, Sebastian sat.
And McGuire's just a-getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, golly, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?
Saul, Danny, and Sebastian sat.
McGuinn and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
When
cast was a sophomore plan to go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. Most John is all, and that was the much fun. But Quinn and Maguire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps. Don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break off, everything is shake off. Guess it had to be that way. Sebastian has all for me spoonful. Shelton again, getting very tuneful. McGuinn and Maguire just a catching fire in L.A. You know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Agents can't be trusted. And then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it. She says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greed's an un-American Express card.
But keeping out the heat's hard.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
And timeless hits.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. Wilson Pickett liked Sally so much, he bought Sally a brand new 65 pony.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Teach your parents well. children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, Neil Young, on Teach Your Children from the Deja Vu album on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Every now and then, that's one of those albums where I break out and listen to it straight through, nonstop, just because it's so good. Speaking of so good, there's the song coming up after this, doesn't have a single guitar in it, but it's still so good. Wait for it, it's coming. On WRJN.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Baseball meets the gridiron for a special Brewers football jersey giveaway Saturday, April 19th, courtesy of American Family Insurance. Be one of the first 25,000 fans through the gates to get yours. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219.
WRJN. I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
a single guitar in that Beatles song, but it's so good. I'm Dan Marcus. Hope you're enjoying the weekend so far. It's Good Friday afternoon. Slough off for the rest of the day. Whatever you're doing, just drop it. Slough off. You can do it.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. So true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny,
complete design. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King. A setback for the Trump administration's attempt to shut down the government agency that protects consumers. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the late-breaking details on the federal case involving the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Judge Amy Berman Jackson has barred officials from carrying out mass firings or cutting off employees' access to the CFPB's computer systems, at least until she rules on the merits of a pending lawsuit. That lawsuit seeks to keep the bureau open, and Judge Jackson says the Trump administration's plans to go ahead and fire hundreds of employees and dismantle the agency anyway cannot happen. She will hear arguments in the lawsuit on April 28th. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The suspect in yesterday's Florida State University shootings remains hospitalized and apparently is cognizant. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He was able to communicate there, but he also had enough information to know that he could refuse to answer those questions.
This is Michael Wallace. Yesterday's shooting was a bad case of deja vu for FSU student Stephanie Horowitz. She survived the 2018 high school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
I've gotten to a place over these last couple of years where I didn't feel fear for my life anymore, and here we are yet again, and that was taken away from me for a second time.
She tells CBS Mornings,
I never thought it would happen to me for the first time, and here we are, and unfortunately this is America for you.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador is not expected to return to the U.S. anytime soon. Senator Chris Van Hollen visited him there yesterday. The Trump administration is refusing court orders to bring him back, and El Salvador won't send him back. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele.